The 6 foot tall poet wore an off white gown, a long pearl necklace, and sunglasses on the stage of the Cannon Center. There's a story Angelo tells in her memoir, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, and she shared it with the audience in Memphis. When Angelo was 7, she was raped by her mother's boyfriend. She testified against the man, and he was murdered by her uncles. Angelo believed her voice had killed him. She didn't speak for 5 years after that. But when she did, she helped change the world.
Imagine it. See where I came from. Stamps, Arkansas. A mute. You see it. And today you've come to hear me speak. Imagine it.
Angelo was in Memphis to help raise money and awareness for Agape, a group that helps the poor. Angelo grew up poor in segregated Stamps and St. Louis, Missouri, but she became a best-selling author of world renown. Her writing is a staple in college classrooms, both because of its literary merit and the role it played in the civil rights movement. But she told the crowd in Memphis she didn't do it without help. Angelo said it's our capacity to care for others that makes us truly remarkable. And she read a poem called A Brave and Startling Truth.
We learn that we're neither devils nor divine. When we come to it, we, these people on this wavered floating body, we are the miraculous. We here, this day, this week, this month, this year, we, the Agape people, we are the wonder of this world.
Then she sang her goodbyes.
When it looked like the sun wasn't gonna shine anymore. When we say, I am willing to be a rainbow in somebody's cloud. Thank you.
For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreaux.